Hello, this is your governor, Paula Page. The $221 million debate at the State House has drawn splashy headlines in recent days. Media reports play out that I have threatened to veto the budget and that there's going to be a showdown in Augusta. However, I'll bet these headlines grab people's attention. The real focus should be on the facts, and the million-dollar question is not what is best to win a re-election, but what is best for Maine people. 2 months ago, my administration warned legislators that the state was fast approaching a massive deficit. My administration, in particular, Department of Health and Human Services Commissioner Mary Mayhew and her staff have accommodated every request of the legislature, being as transparent as possible throughout the process. Unfortunately, many have lost focus as to why we are at a crossroads. Since 2002, enrollment in Maine's welfare program has risen 78%. But in that same time, Maine's population has only risen 7%. Welfare spending has dramatically increased by $1 billion in the last decade, a 45% increase. The welfare program has grown out of control. Maine has roughly twice as many people on welfare than students in our public schools. Only 15 states cover individuals ages 19 and 20 just because of their age. 35 states do not. There are reasonable solutions to the fiscal crisis Maine faces. We must restructure eligibility, redesign benefits, and adopt payment reform, which addresses those structural problems and will put Maine's welfare program on a path to financial sustainability. If the necessary changes are not made, we will be back here in November or December looking for more money to pay the bills. It is unfair that Maine people who earn some of the lowest wages in the country are forced to pay above the national average welfare costs. We can have a strong safety net for our most vulnerable, but we must be able to afford it. Maine taxpayers are footing the bill for this government-run health care coverage program, and they deserve better. What is now on the table as solutions are short-term fixes that ignore out-of-control welfare spending. I do not support a budget that is built upon one-time savings, exaggerated savings, and tax increases, and neither should Maine people. This past week, members of the Appropriation Committee voted in favor of a tax. It is a tax on paid insurance claims that supports the state's Dirigo health insurance program. Last year, legislators agreed to lower the current rate of $1.87 to $1.64. That decrease saves Maine people nearly $5 million. Instead of letting the rate drop, Mainers will now be forced to continue to pay the higher tax. Committee members are even exaggerating the numbers to achieve savings. Commissioner Mayhew has said that there is a potential savings of approximately $7 million from overpayments to providers due to errors in calculating the cost of care. Legislators have decided to book $11 million in savings, which is not accurate. Additionally, there are millions of dollars in one-time savings being taken away from various departments. One-time savings only bring us a few months down the road. And when the bills start coming in again and we can't pay them, rest assured we'll be back here again trying to find money to pay for Maine's welfare program. No matter how you break it down, these are not long-term solutions that benefit Mainers. Maine people are smart and have caught on to the political games in Augusta. In November, they'll be able to cast their votes and tell us if they want Maine to continue as a welfare state or if they want a state which is self-sufficient and encourages self-dependency. At the end of the day, 1 + 1 = 2. And the question remains, who has the courage to do what's right for Maine people?